On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A Russian spy ship escorted out of Irish waters last year is at the centre of an incident in which the British government claims it directed lasers at British military aircraft. The Antar, which previously saw the Irish Naval Service and the Irish Air Corps monitored above cables and pipelines in the Irish Sea, was operating north of Scotland in recent days. On the line now is Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, and we're also joined by Commander Cuivin MacUnfra, retired, who spent 29 years with the Irish Naval Service. Good morning and welcome to you both. I'll come to you, Conor, first. Where is the Antar now?
So the Antar has its automatic identification system, its AIS system, turned off. So we don't have an exact location for it, at least on open source platforms. But we can track where the RAF, the UK Air Force, is sending their planes to keep an eye on this ship. And it looks like there's a concentration of these aircraft off an island off the Inner Hebrides. So I guess a couple of hundred kilometres north of Irish territorial waters, which strongly suggests the Antar is in that area, which strongly suggests that it has sailed up through the North Sea over Scotland and is gradually making its way down towards Iris, at least the Iris exclusive economic zone. This would mirror a path it took last year where it entered the Iris Sea and caused a lot of consternation and caused the Air Corps and the Irish Naval Service, as well as their British counterparts, to deploy assets in the area to shadow it until it left the area.
What is it doing? I mean, nominally, the Russians will say one thing, but in fact, it'll be doing something else.
Yeah, so officially, it's billed as an oceanographic research vessel, independent from the Russian military. It's the, I think, unanimous view of Western governments and Western intelligence services that this is, in fact, an undersea surveillance ship, that it is equipped with autonomous submarines, basically capable of going down and examining underwater infrastructure such as subsea communication cables and possibly even interfering or cutting them or planting, you know, listening devices, so to speak, on these cables. The other, I suppose, purpose of its, relatively frequent incursions into these waters is if it diverts NATO assets away, it causes concern. It kind of causes governments to get very, very anxious. So it's part of this hybrid warfare toolkit that Russia has increasingly employed in recent years.
How vulnerable are we then? What we have under sea are the cables, the fiber optics, and, of course, the pipelines for gas.
Yeah, well, we're extremely vulnerable. The UK, if the UK are vulnerable, and they are, we are many times more vulnerable given our very limited naval assets. The situation with the Navy has improved somewhat this year. We are able to get two ships to sea most times, whereas last year it was just one ship. Group of numbers stabilized. We do have two very capable maritime patrol aircraft, so we're at least able to send one of them out if needed to keep an eye on these types of threats. But in terms of detecting what it's doing under the water, we're completely at sea, if you'll excuse the pun. The British are able to employ, they had the HS Somerset out there, which has been deployed a towed sonar array, which is able to examine what the Antar may be doing under the waves. If the Antar was, say, off the west coast, we would have no way of knowing what it was doing under the water. And indeed, it has been out off Cork in the past over subsea cables.
All right, Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, thank you very much. Joining us now, Commander Cuivin MacUnfra, who's spent 29 years with the Irish Naval Service, now retired. Cuivin, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Pat.
So how ill-prepared are we for this kind of incursion?
I'd say that we're not. It's not that we're ill prepared. We've seen this type of activity before, it's more a case of, as Conor was saying there, the anxiety that it provokes at government level to have a ship with these types of capabilities owned and operated by a navy in the service of a country whose behaviour has been erratic. That poses a threat, and our response is perhaps not as robust as we would like. In particular, we lack any real deterrent capability. Yantar has no reason to fear exposure, observation, or interference or repercussions should it conduct operations in our waters.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So there's nothing literally we could do, but we're not about to declare war on the Russians in any event. I don't know what the Brits are going to do. They regard the use of lasers pointed at their fighter pilots as an aggressive action by the Russians, but it's doubtful they're going to bomb the Antar.
No, I mean, the lasers were pointed allegedly at a maritime patrol aircraft rather than at fighters, and that would be an important distinction. The pointing of lasers by the vessel is escalatory. There's no doubt about that. Even if they are I-class safe, unaided laser rangefinder type lasers rather than target designation lasers, it is very serious. And the UK response is interesting because the UK authorities decided to publicise this, to publicise the activity, to shine a light on the activities of the Antar and to make it clear to the Russians that further escalatory steps will reduce and changes to the UK rules of engagement and give the commanders of their forces in the area more liberty to act as they see fit on the ground. That's what's meant by the rules of engagement changing. So the Yantar's action has provoked the UK into a very unusual response. And that's a reflection, again, of the erratic nature of the Russian government's behaviour and activities, which is directly controlling the Antar. I don't think there can be any doubt but that its activities are provocation. Its positioning is provocative. And if it enters into Irish waters, I want to be clear, we do have a response. There is no doubt the Defence Forces will respond with the capabilities at their disposal. But those capabilities do not deter the Russian activity.
So what is our response? If we can respond, what is that response?
Well, the most important thing is that we show our intent and our sovereignty by sending our military instruments, which are the embodiment of state sovereignty, to the area. So we show capability and intent, and we show that we know who you are and what it is you're doing. And that we can deny them deniability. So if that ship were to hover over cables on which our prosperity and our security depend, it would be very important that an Irish-flagged naval ship or aircraft were there to expose that activity and then bring that as information to the political strategic level where actions can be taken other than military. But you do need that sovereign response in your airspace or in your waters in order to equip your decision makers with the information they need. And as is well known, the Irish capabilities are not where they should be in that space.
Now, the question is about the Russians, that old phrase, they'd laugh at your best. You know, that what we can put out there beside them would be almost derisory. And that's the attitude they would take to us.
They would be mistaken to do so because there's a lot more meant by the presence of a naval ship other than its actual intervention capabilities. And we should always be careful, even like jocular terms like bombing or, you know, that using those phrases in a jocular fashion that we would engage in any sort of a firefight with Russia. Russia is a nuclear state and is not behaving in accordance with international law or convention at sea or ashore. And it is engaged in a horrific war on the eastern borders of Europe with Ukraine. So it is unpredictable and erratic. But having said that, it's still bound by certain rules and conventions, and respecting the national flag of a military asset and all of the international law and recognition that is behind that flag should not be casually dismissed by anybody. You know, there are still international norms and principles, and it's very important that we uphold them if we intend to claim the rights and jurisdictions and sovereignty at sea and in the air that we do. So we shouldn't, you know, they would not be likely, I would say, to dismiss that sort of presence, intervention or exposure by the Irish authorities casually. And yeah, they're not afraid of any particular kinetic action that we could take. But if we take the initial steps to uphold our rights, we are then also within our rights to call for assistance from friends who may be able to add weight to the positions that we're taking.
Yeah, but when you see the Russians in negotiation with the United States on Ukraine without including Ukraine or indeed European interests, the Americans, we can't depend on them as friends anymore, can we?
I don't think I would put it as bluntly as that. But I think all countries have interests, and they will be factored into any international discussions. The important thing for Ireland in such a situation is that we would be at the table. And you certainly won't be at the table if you have not invested in your defence forces and you haven't shown the intent or the interest to uphold those norms and principles in your waters. Why then would the United States or the United, would anybody pay attention?
There's only one thing. The tech bros that Trump is so close to, if they see that their means of communication via these undersea cables might be disrupted by the Russians to their economic detriment, they might push Washington into doing something.
Well, yes, they might, because the economic stability of Europe and the US is run through these data cables, and also then increasingly the electricity supply cables and interconnectors that run through on the Irish continental shelf. And that's very important. The exclusive economic zone in the Irish continental shelf is a massive area to the west of Ireland, where the waters are shallow, where it's only 100 metres deep, and where no really specialised equipment like the ANTAR deploys would even be necessary in order to cause interference that would cause concern to anybody who wanted to hurt not only Ireland, but anybody who wanted to hurt the UK or Europe could do so in Irish waters unobserved and undeterred if it were not for the efforts of our own defence forces. And I think, you know, having spent some time there myself, I want to give them a shout out, because in an environment where the Irish public and the Irish political class do not really seem to grasp these issues, the personnel of the Navy and the defence forces more broadly are out there doing this job on behalf of this country with inadequate equipment and inadequate support. But your own question shows how important it is to the economic well-being of Ireland, but also the vulnerability that should an action be taken that might be nothing to do with anything Ireland said or did, but it would be done in our waters because of the paucity of that national presence. We don't have a persistent surveillance presence at sea anymore, and we haven't had for some years.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.